Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. And in today's episode, Todd Falcone shares what he believes is the number one reason some people simply do not make money in network marketing. Argue if you will, but he's got over 27 years of experience to draw from on this subject. Is network marketing for everyone? No. Does everyone make money in it? No. But the big reason he talks about is the same exact reason people do not make money in real estate, in outside sales, or any other paid on performance occupation. They simply do not do the work. Listen to Todd.
I want to talk about what I really believe is the number one reason why people do not make money in multi-level marketing and network marketing. And I can't find a bigger reason than this one. And I'm going to back it up with a couple things. So the number one reason why people do not make money in this business is because they simply just don't do the work. They just don't do the work. It's amazing to me how many people that I've met over the years. Now, it's not like I have a small sample size. My sample size is large. It's almost 30 years of a sample size and working with people, coaching people, having people on my teams and having people come and go. And so what I've found really is the number one reason that they don't succeed is they're just not doing the revenue producing activities. And it seems so basic, and it is. It's very, very basic. If you want to make money in this business, you have to focus on the right activities consistently over an extended period of time. And number two, be able to bounce back from setbacks. So you have to have resilience in the face of adversity or challenges. So again, here's my thing for you. If you're not making money in network marketing right now, and let's say you've been around for a little bit, you've been around for a period of time and you think you should be making more than you are, you think you should be making some and you're not, then my challenge to you would be look at your daily habits and what kind of actual real business building activity have you consistently put on the table. That's one of the reasons I'm so big on tracking, on logging your outgoing calls and contacts and tracking your numbers, and why on every stage I speak on, literally around the world, I do that little draw box exercise where I have you write in the number of new people that you talk to that day about your business, because that's the main thing. And we have to focus our time on the main thing. Now, you could be in the business, and many people are. They're in the business. They hang out. They go to events. They attend trainings. They take great notes. But then they don't do anything. So the number one reason why people don't succeed in this business is not because of a failed or flawed system. It's not because of crappy marketing. It's the number one reason. The number one reason is they just don't do the work consistently enough over a period of time to generate the results, period, end of story. Now, there's other reasons, of course, why people don't succeed. And I mean, it's varied. It's not that many, though. You know, sometimes somebody doesn't have the patience, so they're consistent for a short period of time, and then they're not getting the results, so they go find something else, and then they're consistent for a short period of time, and then they go find somebody else. And so when you're constantly restarting, then that's going to be a challenge as well. I think that if you're really going to succeed in this business, you got to plant your flag. You got to focus on the revenue producing activities. I don't even have to tell you what they are. You know what they are: prospecting, recruiting, exposure, bringing in new distributors, bringing in new customers, working with those team members. That's the number one thing that you've got to be doing every single day. And number two, and this is the important part of this, is being able to, like I said, bounce back from a setback. You're going to get your rear end handed to you a couple times. You're going to have prospects that say weird things. You're going to have emotional days where it's like, man, I can't get to it because of some bad experience you had with a distributor, a customer, or a person, who knows what it is. But your ability to bounce back off of that setback is going to define your future in this business. You are going to get leveled. You're going to get layered. You're going to have situations that are, quite frankly, very, very frustrating. And what I found that people in this business, The ones that make it, the ones that succeed, they plant their flag, they stay focused over an extended period of time on the right kinds of revenue-producing activities. They don't let a single setback or multiple setbacks stop them from progressing themselves forward, and they exercise patience while they're actually doing it, because it does take time for, and I've said this so many times, volume to accumulate, skills take time to accumulate, people, relationships, all this stuff takes time to accumulate. Now, here's another reason why some people don't make money, but here's the great thing. Now, here's something that when we look at network marketers, some are super skillful, some are amazingly charismatic, some are super outgoing, and they just seem to have everything going right for them. Some people are just, quite frankly, not very socially functioning as of yet. But the great news is we can all learn to be better at doing the things that we do in this business. I look back when I started in the profession many, many moons ago at this point, and when I was in the business in the very beginning, I sucked at network marketing. I was not confident. I was not confident in I had no skills. My jobs were Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Kelly's Restaurant, and I sold cable TV for 6 months before getting involved in network marketing, right? But here's the deal. I was willing to work on the skills and be bad for a little while so I could get good, because here's the thing. You're going to see some people that are just really amazing and they get great results, and some people, it just takes them a longer period of time because they're, like in Stephen Covey's last chapter of his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you got to be sharpening your saw. The more you sharpen your saw, you're sharpening your skill sets, the better the result that you're going to get, because your knife, your saw is sharper. It has a better ability to cut through whatever it needs to cut through. Your skills are going to allow you to cut through and be able to be more productive in the time that you put in. So in finishing this video, number one, I would be looking at your daily revenue producing activities and just be totally real with yourself. I'm so adamant on tracking and accountability and personal reflection, because it's where the rubber meets the road in this business. You know, we can try to lie to ourselves, but if we really start tracking ourselves, the lie kind of has to, the lie is like, whoa, wait a minute, I can't lie to myself, because there's the number. I know why I'm not making money. And number two, you can't let one of these bounce back or one of these setbacks not be something that you can bounce back from. So you got to emotionally detach. And I know it's hard. I've been leveled by prospects. I've been leveled by distributors. I've been leveled by people, but it's like, okay, so I'm having a bad hour, a bad day, but I'm going to get back up tomorrow and be resilient, like that Chinese proverb, get knocked down 7 times, stand up 8, right? So if you're questioning why am I not making money, the first thing that I always go to with people is, let me ask you a question. And this is just a serious, and I would even ask you this question on video. If you're struggling right now, you're not making money, and you're like, I don't know why I'm not making any money, then just be honest and look at and go, how many new people in the last 90 days have you exposed your product, your business to? Now, if the number's low, then we already know what the answer is, because you're just not doing the numbers. Number two is, if the number's really high and you're not getting the results, then there's something going on in the way you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. So that's where we find the other leakage point. For what I found for most people that I've coached, worked with, or people come and calling me complaining or freaked out because they're not making money, is we find out that they're just not doing the numbers. But those few that are, they're doing the numbers, but they're not getting the results. Then it's something that they're doing. So we got to look at the activity itself and analyze what's going on there and see what needs fixing with your technique or whatever process that you're going through to enroll people in the business, so we can determine why you're not enrolling people.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Todd Falcone, simply search YouTube and visit his website, toddfalcone.com. Todd's best-selling book, Fearless Networking, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Todd Falcone. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks again so much for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.